And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Island Institute resident Kimmy Eisel. Welcome to Morning Edition, Kimmy.
Thank you so much.
Well, you just started a two-month residency with the Island Institute, and you are an artist of many hats. Would you mind sharing with us a bit about what you do?
Yes, I will. I am a writer primarily and also a choreographer and dancer. And I do visual art, making paper cuttings and some shadow puppet theater.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, you're going to be offering some of what you've done to the community, but you're also embarking on a sort of new and exciting investigative piece around Yellow Cedar. Tell us a bit about
that. So part of my residency is to engage with the community, which is part of my artistic practice at home as well. And so I'm really excited to learn from Sitkins, old and young, about this place. And I've been through conversations with some conservationists and cultural workers, thinking about the significance of the yellow cedar tree, which is a tree that I don't know, and is an indicator of climate change and its sort of its die off and need to migrate, which is sort of an interesting concept. So I'd like to convene some conversations around that tree and what it means for this community and how we as humans can respond to a non-human species and what our relationship is with that tree.
So that's going to be a large focus of your work here. What drew you to that?
Yeah, well, when I left the Sonoran Desert recently, I've been working on a project with the saguaro cactus, which does not grow as tall as the cedar tree, but is sort of the iconic species of the Southwest. And it's a species that we look at every day, but sometimes we overlook because of that. And so I wanted to understand my relationship with that cactus and started asking the question of what does it mean to duet with a non-human species as a dancer. A duet is sort of an intimate kind of play dance, and a cactus obviously doesn't move, nor does it want to be touched. So what does it mean to stand with or observe or witness and be witnessed by a non-human species, in this case the saguaro? So I wanted to bring some of that sensibility to the plant animal life here and ask some of those same questions, and the yellow cedar sort of screaming out for the attention.
So with a saguaro, you spent some time standing next to it, and then you invited community members to do the same.
Yeah, I usually like to invite people to, you know, share my candy bar with me, so to speak. And so it was such a profound and moving experience to stand just for an hour, which, you know, in the world of durational performance isn't that long, and wasn't that hard of a sell to get people to come and stand. A very meditative, contemplative, also became somewhat performative because the place where I did it was highly trafficked by exercise walkers. And so people would sort of stop and look and say, wow, what are they doing? Or look how still they are. And I think that invited sort of a change in the atmosphere of the workout people as well.
Do you envision doing something similar here with the yellow cedar, or are you leaving yourself open?
I'm leaving myself open. Yeah, I kind of want to ask what the tree would invite, if that makes sense.
Do you typically do this with your work, connecting the natural world to the human experience?
Yeah, I think ecology and place and environment runs through my fiction writing and my visual artwork and my performance work. I directed a modern dance company for several years in Tucson, and the work was very much about bringing community into conversation with place, whether that be a changing downtown urban environment or a dry riverbed, and looking at issues of water. So I really enjoy looking at those intersections of how we impact the land and how it impacts us. And I'm interested in that kind of close intimacy.
So how are you looking to bring the Sitka community into conversations around the cedar?
Yeah, well, with the Island Institute, we'd like to convene a series of conversations and perhaps field trips and creative responses. So right now I'm looking for people who know more about the yellow cedar than I do, which is probably anyone in this community. So people who may have worked with the cedar in an artistic or craft way, scientists, experts, people who have a long history of relationship with the tree. So we'd like to convene conversations around that. So if you're one of those people, please get in touch with me and or let me know how to find you. And then perhaps going out into the forest and asking questions together and learning about the tree. And I don't know if it's the same thing with the saguaro, but when a species is in your backyard, sometimes you don't pay attention to it as much. That may or may not be the case here. Everybody may be an expert in the yellow cedar. I'll find out.
And you're looking for culture bearers as well.
Yes, yes.
Okay, how can folks get a hold of you?
So they can get a hold of me through the Island Institute. I'll be holding little office hour sessions every Monday at 3 p.m. And you can also email me at kimmieisele@gmail.com. And that's kimmieisele@gmail.com.
And this conversation will also be up on our website later today with the contact information.
Beautiful.
For folks. Well, so you're working with the yellow cedar and community, but you're doing a lot more during your residency. What else?
Yeah, so I'm also going to be lending a hand with the Story Lab after school writing workshops the Island Institute does. I've worked a lot with youth in the past and taught writing for many years. And additionally, with the Pacific High Oral History Project, which is an intergenerational project looking at issues of loss. And so that's a theme that's important to my work, especially right now. And then balancing all that engagement with pushing my own work. And I want to be writing and making some shadow puppetry. I may offer a shadow puppet workshop as well. And lately, I just am taking a lot of photographs and video, which isn't necessarily one of my forms, but I'm just really drawn to the visual, what's calling me visually in this landscape.
And what called you to here in the first place?
Yeah, I was invited to apply by an artist residency program in California, and I was really drawn to the intersection of place and community and engagement, and also this ecosystem that is seemingly so different from the Sonoran Desert, although the desert did used to be at one point underwater. So a lot of the tidal pools and the coastline feels, I've been spending a lot of time out there, and it feels very familiar, even though it's wet. So I wanted to put myself in a place that's completely unlike my own and find a way to feel at home and engage with people who know that landscape.
So you've noticed that your boundaries are already being expanded a bit. You're taking photographs. What parts of the landscape are you drawn to the most?
Yeah, well, it's sort of a tie between the green, lush, mossy, wet of the forest and also the sound and the coastline. I've been sort of walking out into the park and getting that balance and going to the right where Indian River empties into the Sound. So it's sort of like this perfect triangle of river, forest, ocean, which is really astounding and magnificent. And I could just spend days and hours there, which I can.
What are some unexpected things you've noticed when you've been examining closely with your camera this landscape?
Yeah, I think one of the things is just the little infinitesimal tiny life forms that are moving around in the rocks and water, and that you look down and you think, oh yeah, this is sort of black and it's moving because of the water. But then looking really closely, there are these tiny little shelled creatures moving around. And then the salmon, you know, I must say I've been really moved by the movement of the salmon and the death of the salmon. It's like a carnage out there, you know, with all this death. And it's, so it invites a lot of contemplation about endings. And at the same time, you just know that this entire water ecosystem is being nourished by that. So it's a beautiful invitation to rethink loss and change.
Well, Kimmieisele, it's very nice having you here this morning. And again, you're available to talk to the public on Mondays. What was the time again?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. at the Island Institute office. And your number, really quickly?
520-882-6092.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Island Institute resident Kimmy Eisel. She's here in Sitka for 2 months from Tucson, Arizona. One of the many things she'll be doing is starting a project connecting yellow cedar to the community.